Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
You know, it is something that has occurred a few times over the course of my life, and you know, I'm aware of it and usually can avoid it.
That was Hillary Clinton speaking by phone last night to CNN, talking about her pneumonia, dehydration, overheating, cough thing. We're not sure what it is. I mean, there's so many explanations out there at this point. Joining us on the line to help us sort all this out, hopefully, Dr. Mark Siegel, practicing internist, Fox News medical consultant, guy who you see all the time on Fox News talking about medical issues. Dr. Siegel, thank you so much for joining us.
Brian and Larry, very good to be on with you. And I think you've already said it, which is we don't know enough. And that leads to a lot of speculation. You know, we have some information. We don't have enough.
Well, there's what we do know is that there was an incident when she was a senator in 2005 where she passed out on stage. There were no cameras, but it happened. We know she fell and hit her head in 2012. And passed out then. And we know that there was an incident that occurred 9/11/2016 as she was leaving the 9/11. And so we've seen it on TV. We know what that is. When you look at that video and you hear about those two other incidents, what comes to your mind as a medical professional?
Well, I like that you brought up all those three things. The first thing that comes to my mind is I'm looking at a video and I'm not examining an actual patient. So that is a factor here. But I do wonder whether there could be a tendency for fainting, whether she could have a tendency for blackouts. The particular blackout she had in 2012, I think, was quite significant, because by Bill Clinton's statement, she took 6 months to recover from a concussion, and that can be quite significant. She also is taking lifetime blood thinners because of a blood clot that was found on the outside of her brain at that point. And it's from all reports, she's doing well with that. But, you know, if you have a tendency to fall or you have a tendency to black out and you're on blood thinners, you really got to watch out. So this is one of the reasons I and others have been asking for the full records here, for her to give a record release like John McCain did in 2008, mm-hmm. so we can see more facts, and the facts will help guide us. I think it's a public right to know issue.
Dr. Siegel, I very much appreciate you pointing out that you're just looking at videos like the rest of us, and it's impossible to really diagnose what's going on here, and we do need to bear that in mind. However, you are a medical professional and a practicing internist, so you're going to have a more knowledgeable observation than the layman might have. And I want to go back to the video for a moment, because what I saw was her legs were being dragged behind her. She could not put any weight on her legs. She couldn't move her legs. And that's why people are saying, oh, she fainted, she passed out. However, her upper body, including her head, was rigid. Her head did not droop and fall to her chest as if she had passed out. Can you tell me what sort of possible phenomenon that could cause somebody's body to do that, the legs to go limp but their upper body to remain rigid?
Well, it could have been that she was in the process of passing out. You lose muscle tone when that happens, and I thought that her upper body, she was losing muscle tone. But as you say, looking at a video, I mean, it seemed to me she was about to pass out. But, you know, there's many things that cause that to occur, and that's why we need more information. It could be that it's as being reported, that it's related to a situation of dehydration or she has a prior history of this. Mm-hmm. And the other issue, of course, is, you know, how certain is this pneumonia diagnosis? I mean, have that, but we don't see nobody's showing us a chest X-ray. I mean, pneumonia is a pretty serious diagnosis, by the way. And, yes, people recover from that pretty well, and, yes, treatments work. But we have her doctor saying that, but it's pretty strange to me that she goes from getting treatment on Friday to suddenly going to a memorial on Sunday. That's pretty quick. When I'm treating pneumonia, I definitely want people to stay in bed.
All right. On the pneumonia front, we hear on one hand that it's part of something that is going around that everybody, listen very carefully, as Brian Fallon, campaign spokesman, talks about this briefly.
We've heard that a number of people on this campaign staff have been ill. How are you feeling?
Well, I was actually sick for a couple of days, but I think I had the mild form of it. But everybody from Robbie Mook to several of the senior staff here have been afflicted with some form of something or other for the last few days.
All right, so there he is. He's talking about how it's going around. But then almost immediately we're told, oh, but this is not contagious. Which is it?
Well, first of all, pneumonia is contagious. I don't know of any forms of pneumonia that aren't contagious. And one of the things that's happening, by the way, this is handled, being handled, by the way, is that the public is getting the wrong idea about what pneumonia is.
Yeah.
Pneumonia can be viral or bacterial. Sometimes it's hard to tell the difference. If she's being treated with an antibiotic, they think it's probably or possibly bacterial. And pneumonia is highly contagious. I don't know of any example of pneumonia.
Well, there you go. Now, that is absolutely...
A definitive
answer from somebody who knows versus what the campaign is saying. They have been adamant that it's not contagious. One other thing. As you look at that video, I mean, really, that's what we have to go on. As a medical professional, if you had been standing on that street corner as a doctor and had seen from that vantage point what you saw, would it be your recommendation to take her to an emergency room or to her daughter's apartment?
Well, I don't want to dig too deep into that because she has certain advantages that the rest of us don't have. And there are also disadvantages that come with that. What I'm getting at is, my best answer to that is, if I saw that, the person needs to be seen by a medical professional right away. That's my opinion. And I don't know whether that was arranged or not. We don't know who met her at her daughter's apartment.
Well, we're told that the doctor did not...
The emergency room is it's public. You know, and to actually get control of that situation, even with Secret Service and everything else, is very difficult. I think, in my opinion, from that video, I would have wanted her to be seen by a medical professional.
We
right
are
away.
Told that she did not see the doctor until she got to Chappaqua some hours later.
Yeah.
So, well, you know, listen, if that's true, and again, I want more records to see, I think the key here is records. You know, VIPs don't always get the best care. They don't. The best decisions aren't always made, even someone like her. So, you know, that's something, that's a take-home here, too.
Yeah.
I can tell you from years of treating well-known people that they're not always getting the best care.
So many questions about this. And by the way, if you have questions about this, we want to have a conversation with you. If you still have open questions about Hillary's health, based on what we've seen and learned over the last several days, why don't you call in 888-630-9625. 888-630-WMAL. One last question for you, Dr. Siegel. You've got a 68-year-old woman who comes to you. She's been suffering from severe allergies and is on a increased antihistamine load to combat that. She also has a history of deep vein thrombosis, blood clots, and is currently taking blood thinners. And you now diagnose her with pneumonia. What is the treatment you would give her?
Well, first of all, you know, you mentioned something about antihistamines. They can also contribute to drowsiness. That may be a factor here. And I don't want the public to be confused about this cough, because you could have a cough from a very benign reason, like allergies, like asthma, like reflux, and then on top of that develop a cough, which ends up being pneumonia. But one thing for sure, if you've got pneumonia and you're being treated with antibiotics, by the way, that interferes with the blood thinners. It makes it more difficult to manage them, because all antibiotics cause you to, almost all, I should say, require you to need less Coumadin, less blood thinner. So that's a balancing act, and a physician has to be very careful to adjust the blood thinner dose so that it suits what the antibiotics are doing to the body. I'm trying to convey the idea that it's not always that simple. Yeah. and takes very, very careful doctoring.
Okay, got it. Thank you, Dr. Mark Siegel. So good to have you, sir.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Really appreciate that.